This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senate Judiciary Democrats are marching in a pro-abortion lockstep in fear that a jurist who supports a plain reading of the Constitution will not give them the results they desire. Judiciary Committee Democrats are asking for a postponement of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings following a narrative that they somehow depose President Trump and get pro-life Vice President Pence to disavow Kavanaugh's nomination. Mention the AMA and the public listens. However, regard for the American Medical Association has fallen since it embraced abortion. Membership was once almost universal. Now only 25% of MDs are members. The AMA recently attacked providers of pregnancy support and abortion alternatives as unethical. Yet the AMA's reasoning is that pro-life centers don't dispense contraceptives, and they warn women about abortion dangers. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is standing by his vote to fund subsidies that keep Planned Parenthood doors open for abortion. Manchin simply denies that connection. And United Way says their support for Planned Parenthood is no big deal. The branded national charity with local affiliates wants to keep its image clean while funding abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.